Our guest at the cafe this morning is Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. Wayne,
hey,
good morning.
Good morning, John.
You came to Texas from Pennsylvania, is that right?
Yes, that's right. I'm a transplant Yankee, and I still have my down jacket to prove it.
I'm sure this, you know, came as something of a shock to you, as it did everybody else. But you should have been a little bit more prepared for it and accustomed to this kind of thing than the rest of us, I guess.
Yeah, you truly never get totally accustomed to it, I guess, unless you live in the interior of Alaska.
So how does this, now you and I have talked in recent weeks about getting started putting plants in, or at least seeds in the ground. And so how does this, you know, all of this, how does that affect the plans, the early gardening plans for gardeners?
Well, I'd like to offer my condolences to those gardeners who went in and put a lot of stuff in because they thought the weather was going to be an early spring.
Yeah.
A lot of people will have their onions, some will have potatoes and things like that in. Now, if the potatoes are in the ground already and they haven't sprouted up yet, they should be good enough, because the ground's not going to freeze that deep. It's not like Western Pennsylvania where we would have frozen ground between 6 to 8 to 10 inches deep. It would be solid ice.
Yeah.
This is not going to freeze it that much, and especially since we got the good layer of snow, because the snow will actually insulate the ground from the cold.
Mm.
But those plants that have sprouted up, they're not going to survive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just way too cold for them.
We're talking with Hunt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. So generally speaking, I mean, apart from this extreme weather that we have had here in the middle of February, what should gardeners be putting in about this time, or let us say a week from now, after things have gotten almost back to normal?
Well, of course, you can replant your onions.
Yeah.
The best thing, and there's a guide online from the Dallas Master Gardeners.
Okay.
If you Google that, it's a chart that shows you what the soil temperatures and such should be for each type of plant you're going to put in.
Good.
And if you keep an eye on that soil temperature and also the moisture, it can't be too wet. That'll give you an idea of what you can plant. Now, of course, lettuce can go in, you know, another week or so, two beets. A lot of root crops can go in, potatoes. Like I said, replant the onions, I guess, if they haven't run out of sets at the store. Then, of course, we're waiting until the middle of March when the last expected frost comes along.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of the stores, a lot of the big box stores and some of the nurseries have out their transplants. You can keep those in a sunny windowsill until it's time to put them in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that'll be mid-March or a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll also I usually repot mine once or twice so they don't become too root-bound. It's a pretty good idea. And they flourish after that.
Well, this ought to kill a lot of insects, shouldn't it? I mean, that's a good thing, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking the other day? With the warm weather that we had, and it was kind of damp there, I thought maybe the mosquitoes would start coming out, and this will definitely shorten their life.
Yeah, at the very least. We've got a minute or so here. I saw something on of course, Hunt County Master Gardeners do a great job of communications, and they have a Facebook page, and Sarah Allen, who's an extension agent, put something called vegetable variety selector up on, this was in the January newsletter on the Master Gardener's Facebook page. That's a handy thing, and you select any vegetable that you're interested in, Wayne, and then hit enter or what have you, and it'll provide all the information you need for that particular vegetable.
Yeah, that's really good when you're buying stuff, especially because some of the stores, like some of the box stores and such, quite frankly, sell plants that aren't suited to our environment.
Right.
And that'll give you a leg up on selecting exactly what you want and a little bit more chance of success, which, of course, know, if you, the more success you have, the more you want to garden.
Right. And it divides the state into sectors, and you can see what sector we're in. It's very helpful. It's on the Master Gardener Facebook page in the January newsletter. Wayne, something that people probably don't give much thought to is providing the birds with something to keep them going this kind of weather.
Yeah, this time of year, with all the snow and everything, a lot of the seed cover will be gone or, you know, hidden. Feeding the birds are really important. I've got two bird feeders out here, and this morning when the sun was out, it actually looked more like a beehive than it did a bird feeder. There were so many of them buzzing around there.
Yeah. Any particular type of seed or whatever that you recommend?
Mostly sunflowers, but I've got a suet block out there, and I've got a couple of woodpeckers and some flickers that come over and visit that. We've got a lot of red birds. The sunflower seed seems to be the oiled sunflower seeds seem to be the most popular amongst them.
Okay, great. Wayne, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line, and just wish you good luck here as we hopefully get back to normal before too much longer.
Yeah, well, hey, the power came back on an hour ago, so I'm
excited. Hutt County.
You have a great week.
Hutt County Master Gardener Wayne Bowman. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.